All right. Today's Kuf. Oh, I gotta find a place. Kuf Ayin Tes. Yeah, okay. Ochol kol macho v'lo ochol melech. So you had the whole meal, and you didn't need any salt with it. Shosa kol mashke, you had a whole lot to drink, v'lo shosa mayim. So then you didn't have any water. So nowadays it doesn't apply, because nowadays our food is made with salt, etc. But it says, b'yom, at daytime, yidog mipnei reach hapeh, you should be concerned, worried about halitosis, bad breath. U'v'laylan, at nighttime, mipnei reach hapeh, askara. Askara is diphtheria. Oops, unfortunately. So, Pierce, she says, cholichonic, like the choking. So, when you're going to eat salt now after your meal, lo yocha begudal. You know, fingers, your gudal? It's your thumb. So, Ramana tells you which what's the names of all your fingers. Gudal hu etzba hagas. That's your big, thick finger, the thumb. Etzba. Your etzba, you know, the pointer finger, that's this one. Hukor of Lagas, it's next to your thumb. Ama ha'oruch, the longest finger is the ama, that's what we measure. We want to figure out what an ama is. We measure from the elbow to the end of the middle finger. Kemitza hu hasamuch lekatan, and then the kemitza finger is the ring finger. That's the one that's closest to the... Why is it called kemitza?
For the nachos.
All right, because you're a coin, you know. Yeah. So then you have, they make it like this, and they scooped in up till here. So that's called the kemitza. And then the last one is the zeres. Where's that? Kemitza, samach lekotin. Zeres hu hakotin. The small, the pinky is called the zeres. Dikasha likbor bonim. So these things are very dangerous. It could lead to bearing a child, God forbid. Velo bezeres, you shouldn't use your pinky. Dikasha lanias, because that would lead to poverty. V'lo be'emtza be'etzba ha'dekashe. Then that's the question. What it is? It says shvichas domim could lead to murder. It's the gears thing. The kafe chaim brings at the bottom. Shvichas domim. Ela ba'ama. You should use your ama uva kamitza. Those are the fingers that one should use when having the salt at the end of the meal. Okay, but he says v'ayin le'elbasim kufayin lama ein onu nohagin v'achilas melech ushtias mayim. Why we don't know this way? Because basically our food already has that in it. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Yud Ches. Lama ein nohagin, right? Ein onu nohagin. We don't have this minhag. Haynu mishum dekol ha'achilu shalanu ma'urav techila b'melech. We have salt in it already. V'chein similar. So too, kol ha'mashke shalanu, right? Kesheicher chmeidavash chedoma. You have like beer or mead ma'urav b'mayim. There's water in that as well. Alkein therefore ain't the hakbid alze. We're not makbin this. This comes from the Shibul Haleket. The source of this halacha mihu belov halchi ein lehakbi bismaneinu the ha'ina nishtanu hativoyim, that our nature has changed, right? Nishtanu, like the, I'll give a classic example. The Gemara says that a ben ches, an 8 month old baby, cannot live. So now Baruch Hashem, we know it due to science, etc. The nishtanu hativoyim, whatever it is, that it's just not true. So we're not mocking on this halacha. I didn't see any of the posts going to actually bring this down as to be something halacha lemaisa. Okay, kuf pei. Peruri pas, crumbs that are left over. So says the Mechaber, Kufpei. Ein lehasir hamapa v'halechem ad acher birkas hamazon. So you shouldn't take off the bread from the table until after you had the birkas hamazon. Not Rashi, I'm sorry, Mishnah Berurah. Ein lehasir at the bottom. Kidei shehi nikar lakol shemivarchin lehashem yizborach al chasto v'tuva hagado shehechin mazon lecho briyosav. It's clear to show everybody that the kindness that Hashem has done by giving me food, so I keep some of the food, some of the bread on the table at the time of the Birkas HaMazon. V'gam, another reason, to habracha ein ashora al dover reik. You can't have, a bracha needs something to start off with. It has to have something physical to touch. Where do you find that, by the way, in the Navi?
Going to call it.
With the oil. With the oil, right? Hanukkah, very good. So you have with the Elisha did the miracle for the wife, Ashes Ovadyahu, she had a lot of debts, etc. So he says, get me something, right? Elikashi Sham Dover Ki'inyin Pach Shemin, a Hanukkah bonus, Shel Elisha, that Elisha told her, go get something that the miracle can't start. Yeshmiyan, you need something for the bracha to start with, and then it can be mamshich from there. So too, we keep some of the lechem, some of the chal on the table, so that the bracha can be mamshich into our lives. Okay, that was aleph. Beis. Oops, dropped my thing. Okay. kol mi she'enu mishayer pas al shulchano, enu ro simin bracha l'olam. Anyone who doesn't leave bread over won't see a simin bracha. Avalo yavi pas, but don't bring bread, pas shlema v'yidneno al hashulchan. Don't bring bread to the table. V'im also can, if you do this, michsi de l'shem avoidus kochovim ovid. It looks like you are doing this because of avodah zarah, right? Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Ha'orchim, they set up legad, a table shulchan. It's a pasuk in Perek Samech Hey that the Navi is giving Musa that you're doing these things like superstitious, like luck. So, oh, bring a bread, you know, so you don't bring an extra one. In the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Beis, Komi She'eno, you won't see any bracha. Tzarech li shayer kidei shihei mezuman la'ani shiyavo. You should have food on the table in case an ani comes. So we like you're taking out something special. And there's bread there for him to eat it. Hamarich b'shulchano marichin lo yomov. Because if you have an extensive meal, you feed a lot of people, then you will get a long life. Duma also anya v'yayivlo. Maybe an ani's gonna come. You have what to give him now. And another reason. V'gam kidei shiyod l'Hashem yizbarach al chasdo sheyashpi alanu mituvo she. Savanu vahusarnu kidechsiv achol vahosir, right? Like it says in also with the Navi Elisha, och eat and you'll leave over, eat and leave over. So you should have something left over. So that's why we have the lechem on the bread. Ein roa simin bracha. You want to see dechsiv ein sorry laachlo al kein lo yachil tuvo. The cost of shloss. It brings a beautiful minhag that the shloss quotes. Deroy v'nachon shitin he'ani hatoiv shebishulchan. You should have a chashiv person who's an ani at your table. Ubeprat specifically imhu ani chashiv. Right, he's an important person. Shemize yare. He shows lo shemikablo b'seiv upon him yofos. You want him to be there. Umeshabeach ani. I praise very much as a kehilos shemachazikin loimdim b'achurim al shulchanam kol hashana ke'echam ibnehem. So I praise very much those people who used to have yeshiva bachrim who come, bnei Torah would come and sit and eat with them meal. That was definitely the minhag in Europe. And like one of the family, uvezeh yoytzi abal bayis b'shnei devarim. He gets two benefits to this. Mitzvahs chelek ani, right? He's giving to the poor. Vega mitzvahs divrei Torah al shulchan. You have a ben Torah. He's going to say over the sugi they're learning. He's going to say a divrei Torah on the parish. He's going to talk in learning. You'll have divrei Torah at your table. D'stam bocher kizeh onihu, right? And unfortunately, that's just the way it was. They didn't have what to eat. Vegam yedabe b'divrei Torah al shulchan. So now you got the mile of helping out an ani and a ben Torah. Ubevade mashenechol al shulchan shachris va'arvis nechsha kishnei tamidim. What he eats by you morning and night, that will be like a korban talmid. The idea that the table is a mizbeach, right? We'll see in a minute about leaving over salt. The same idea as well. Ad kan l'shon. So we quote to Huva Be'eli Rahava. It's a beautiful minhag to have bachrim eat poor people bachrim to talmidei chachamim. Aval, but avrotzula means like this. Im yesh pesisin al hashulchan. If you have crumbs on the table, little pieces. Aval im ein pesisin al hashulchan mutter lahavi afilu shlema. If you don't have any bread, if you don't have any crumbs, then you could bring a full loaf. When it says don't bring a loaf, that's talking about when there weren't any crumbs there.
If
there are crumbs, then you don't need to bring. But if there's no crumbs, then you would bring. He says there's an Indian to bring. He brings down. Uveshem hazohar, right? The Kabbalah kosu shetov lasos kein lechatchila. You should bring a loaf of bread to the table. And it says lo yavi, not to bring. I am imogin Avram shekosev dehu hadin im yesh shleim al hashulchan lo yavi psichsin. If you have a full loaf there, then don't bring crumbs. Prima gadim kosev dehu hadin lo yishar psichsin al hashulchano. Kishish shlema. You shouldn't leave any crumbs there when there is a full loaf on the table. V'yesh makilim b'davar. Some are lenient. She'ein tzarech lahasiru me'al hashulchan. You don't have to take the crumbs off. U'befrat specifically b'Shabbos on Shabbos. B'vaday lo yasiru. Certainly don't take them off. Ad archi birkas amazon. Don't take anything off before benching. Bein ha'psisin, bein ha'shlem. Whether it's a full loaf, whether it's just pieces or crumbs. Shakol yoidim shebishvil kavod ha'Shabbos hu munach. It's there for kavod Shabbos. It's not there for any sort of hocus pocus of avodah zarah type of inyanim. No one's going to think twice about that. Okay. Gimel. Now, talking about, they used to wash not at the table like we do with the mayim acharonim, but we'll see. There was a little bit different, so therefore they would remove the bread so it wouldn't get destroyed. Kodim sheyitul yodav. Yechabet habayis. So you should clean out the place, the table where you were eating, whether it was on the floor, whether it was at the table. You should clean that space away before you do mayim achronim. Shlo yisharu sham perurin v'yimosu b'mayim shel netila. So there shouldn't be any crumbs on the table. You're going to wash now. It's going to be disgusting. No one wants to eat the soggy bread. Even though you're right, technically speaking, don't ask me a kasha, you're allowed to destroy crumbs that are less than a kezias, that's not significant. But maybe the person who's serving, who's going to be supplying the water, doesn't know the halacha. Because you are allowed to have a am haaretz as your waiter. He's going to leave crumbs there that are more than a kezias, and that's a problem. So he doesn't know the difference. He doesn't know, you know, the chazon yisheshir. He doesn't know how to figure out exactly what's a kezias, what's not. He just, oh, he left bread on the table. In that case, she'oser la'abdim biyad, right? You're not allowed to destroy that. That's a design to the food. L'kach yechabit tichid. That's why we clean off the space where you're going to be washing beforehand. V'achshav, nowadays, ein ani nohagin kach. We don't do this. Why? Mipnei she'ein ani misalkin hashulchan. We don't remove the table from where we're at. It's not like you have these little trays that you're sitting in front of you. Va'ani noichlin. No, I'm sorry. Noichlin. Notlin hayadayim chutz l'shulchan. Right. We go wash. We are dead. Or like we know you pass around the little cup. B'makom she'ein sham perurim. So there's no crumbs at the place where we are washing mayim achronim. Therefore, v'leik lemeichash lemidi. You don't have to be concerned about anything that's going to happen. Okay. Mishnah Berurah. And Sifkat and Vav, right? We should remove everything. Kodim Shiitu Yodav. Before you wash. Lamayim Achronim. Yechabed Habayis. You clean off the place. It means Mokum Sho... Sorry. Okay. Im Heis... Yechabu Habayis. Mokum Sho'ochlu Sham. Im Heisibu Algabe Karka. If you're reclining, you're eating on the floor, you have to clean off the floor. O'im haseba hashulchan, mechabdines hashulchan, the table, mishyure acholin, chinis pazru sham, that's spread out there. But Talmud Rabbeinu Yonah appears, should they explain the hakibud hu, bimokam shederech lisalik hashulchan kodim natila labirchas hamazon, that you're cleaning the place where you would remove the table before you bench. Tzorech lechabit hakarka shel mokam hashulchan, you have to clean the ground underneath where the table was, the chashin and shinis pazru sham prerepates, that the crumbs could have fallen there. But ofinze mari hamechaber kan shekosev da achshav she'im esalkin in tzarach lechabed. Since we're not removing the table, you don't have to worry about the crumbs being there. Right, the water's not going to get there. V'hainu hakarka shetachas hashulchan, the floor underneath the table. Ava kishenotlin hayadayim bechli al hashulchan kimin hagenu, like we do, we pass on a little mayim achronim. Lechli ama tzarech lenakos haperurim soviv kidlakameis. That certainly would have to, because if you're washing at the table, there's little crumbs there, so then that would be a problem. So you should make sure it's a clean space where you're doing it. And he says she'in onu masalkin, we don't remove mashma. Dimilifnim hayenohagin lesalik. It used to be the minug was they would take away the tables. Tzarech loymer dahainish milifne kol hamasubin. Everybody who was sitting around, they used to take away their individual tables. Lo, but the one who was actually leading was motzi everybody else. Only one person was saying birkas hamazon. They would not take that away. Because we don't take away the bread before you bench. Okay, Tess, right? That our minig is to.
Is the worry not that the bread is going to get ruined because you want to eat it anymore? It's just stomach. You don't want
to. It's a design to the food. Yeah, it's to be ma'abedit. Yeah, where are we up to? Test,
so,
right?
A technical question. So, again, if we're cleaning off the area, but we just said we want to leave the stuff on the table.
Yes, that's what I'm pointing out. By the person who's making the brach, the mavarach, you don't. That was Aleph.
Right.
Here, everybody else who's not going to be in that place, you do clear it away.
So everybody's washing, even if they're not benching.
They're all benching, but he's being motzi them through benching. Everyone's chayv to bench, but they're not saying the words.
Right.
They're all washing.
They're not physically. Yeah,
okay. They're physically not saying the words of yotzi through shamei kaona. Which is coming up in a few simonim. I think Kufpei Gimel, if I remember. Okay. Anenotlin ve'im yoshvin b'mokomim v'notlin hayadayim b'chli al hashulchan af achshav hadin hu shetzorech l'nakos hashulchan atzmo b'pruy hapas. So for the place where you're washing, you have to do it. Shelo yimo'osu hanitzotze me hanatila. So it shouldn't become, like, the water shouldn't spritz around and make the bread disgusting. Chenal kim mirashi. That's from Rashi. Venira, dimikom mokom. Nevertheless, yash ir lechem al hashulchan b'miktzoa echad shiye munach ad acher birchas hamazon. You nevertheless should have bread on the table in a place where it's not going to get wet, as we saw kinal b'sifalef. V'yiye kitzas rochek b'malkam hazeh, should be a little bit far away so that it won't get wet. Okay, all right. Higiyiz mamuz. We'll stop here. Freilichim Hanukkah.